Latest U.S. Census shows that cities and suburbs in Texas grew so fast in the 1990s, the state is now the second most populous in this nation. But it's different in rural Texas. Small towns there, like those all over America, have been losing people. The trend goes back to the 1930s, but the losses are now so huge, many small Texas towns are struggling. Janet Heimlich visited two rural towns in the Texas Panhandle and has this report.
Cars traveling past the town of Miami rarely stop as they make their way through the flat landscape of northern Texas. The town, spelled like Miami but pronounced Miami, is about an hour and a half's drive north of Amarillo. The reason people don't pull over is because there's not much to see or do here. Most of the red brick buildings in Miami's five-block stretch of downtown are vacant and many stores have closed for good.
This is a hardware that has been here probably since the 40s, and then he sold it and the guy opened it up and he went out of business December 22nd. Just couldn't make it.
Miami City Secretary Kathy Thompson gives a tour of the town but admits there's not much to show off.
To me, it's nearly dead. I mean, there's not cars just running up and down the street. You see a car every now and then, where before you could go anywhere and find people. I mean, the restaurants, the drugstore, the filling station, just people were everywhere.
Before was 20 years ago when oil and ranching businesses lined people's pockets with cash. But in the mid-1980s, oil prices plummeted and the 90s saw a series of droughts and a severe drop in livestock prices. These days, the only signs of life appear to be just outside of downtown, at Miami's one convenience store gas station and a restaurant. Tonight, inside the Texas Cafe, about 10 people are having dinner. One of them is Mitchell Locke, who attends college a couple hours away. Locke grew up in Miami and is here visiting his parents. When asked what he'll do after graduation, Locke, who's studying English literature, says he'll probably not return to Miami to follow in his father's footsteps.
My dad's a farmer and rancher here, and his dad was before him, and his dad was before him, and we've always been in this area. And it's something to fall back on, but I don't know, it's just not that appealing.
Locke says he'd rather end up in a place that's more fun and where he'll make some good money. Unfortunately for Miami, many other young people feel the same way. So many have moved that the town's population has been dwindling. In 1980, 813 people lived here. In 1990, 675. And the last census counted only 588. Longtime resident Penny Guerrero says it's upsetting to watch her town shrink and businesses go under. She bemoans the fact that many residents choose to shop at large, lower-priced chain stores in a nearby town. And to make matters worse, Guerrero says the big Texas cities have been doing well, while Miami stagnates even in good economic times.
The last 3 or 4 years, when they keep saying how great the economy is, you keep waiting for it to hit here. And now they're saying the economy isn't so great. So now what's going to happen here? And that's scary.
Miami's story is common throughout rural Texas. Steve Murdoch is a demographer for the state and teaches rural sociology at Texas A&M University in College Station. Murdoch says the last census revealed that more than a quarter of Texas's 254 counties, most of them rural, lost population. And while rural areas overall grew by 12%, metropolitan areas grew more than twice as fast. Murdoch says some rural towns are on their last legs.
It's like watching a patient that's in declining health. You can be in declining health a long time and still be doing well enough. And at some point, you have to either get medical attention or it's too late.
Some state legislators are trying to get rural areas that kind of attention. For example, Representative Warren Chisholm is sponsoring a bill that aims to start a new state agency. It would be dedicated to helping rural areas get loans and grants and provide their own health care. Chisholm is a Republican from the small panhandle town of Pampa. He says another of his bills would help bring internet service to these communities, many of which can't afford the high long-distance telephone charges.
If we can get telecommunication services, if we can get the infrastructure out there, where we could have the high-tech companies, and I know that they're kind of in a downturn right now, but surely that's going to turn around, and they're going to be looking for new high-tech companies that could locate in our area.
But these bills, if passed, might take a while to make a difference. Many towns can't wait, so they're trying to help themselves. For example, some woo tourists by billing themselves as a great place to go hunting or buy antiques. Others, like Warren Chisholm's town of Pampa, hire economic developers to try to convince outside companies to move in.
It's my job to grow Pampa.
In 1996, Pampa hired Susan Triplehorn as its economic developer. Pampa, which has a population of about 18,000, lost more than 2,000 people in the last decade. Triplehorn's had some success. In the last few years, she says two dairies and a medical billing company have moved to Pampa.
We offer hometown, friendly community for people to raise their children and work. That's what Pampa has to offer. And a company looking for those things for their employees will choose Pampa every time if they get an opportunity to see us and know where we are.
But Triplehorn's job is not easy. When asked how often companies turn her down,
many times, probably more times than I'd like to say. And a lot of that has to do, again, with infrastructure of the community.
Triplehorn says she can't always provide enough employees for the companies, and some businesses want to be right on a freeway. Pampa is 20 minutes from the interstate. Also, Triplehorn says it can be difficult to get residents to support her efforts. Like many small ailing towns, the majority of Pampa's population is elderly. She says many simply don't want the town to change. And as in so many other places, Pampa's young people are fleeing for the big cities. Some go looking for work. Others say they find Pampa a depressing place to live. High school freshman Aaron Simon.
I think it's on a downslide. Like, a lot of people are moving, and they say that there's things that's going to, like, come into town. I don't think there is at all. Friday nights, you can't do anything. That's why we have, like, a lot of alcohol. It's because that's just all they do. It's like they can't do anything else because there's just nothing else.
As rural Texas towns try to convince businesses and tourists they have much to offer, they can only hope their young people will soon agree and decide to stick around. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in the Texas Panhandle.